Hare Krishna. I'm now here in Delhi and getting ready to get a flight early tomorrow morning on the morning of the 8th to Budapest, going through Qatar, capital city Doha. And answer a few questions, starting with Nitai Chandra Das, who sang, Jesus walked on water, so would that mean that he was a yogi? Well, Jesus Christ was a representative of God, empowered preacher, so he was certainly more than a yogi, but it seems that he certainly had mystic powers in the way that he cured the sick, and he fed many people from a loaf of bread, and he walked on water. So he wasn't a yogi, but he had yogic powers. And his other question is it true that Ashwatthama still walks this earth today? Yes, it's true. There are different places where he is said to have been seen. In Vrindavan, there is a place called Piaso. Piaso is a place where Lord Krishna was once thirsty, and so Balaram gave him water to drink. That's where the word Piaso comes from. And it's a very dense jungle, and in that jungle, it is said that there is a Jhariwali Baba, the Baba of the thickets, and that he is Ashwatthama. Alternately, it's also said that Ashwatthama can be found in Kokilavan, which is not that far away. Both of them are around Barshana, though in different directions. And then, although I never personally saw, but even during Srila Prabhupada's time, I remember it being said that Prabhupada had said or confirmed that Ashwatthama was still living in the Himalayas. We do know that Krishna cursed Ashwatthama to walk the earth without a friend, and that in the future he would also become take the role of one of the Sapta Rishis. So wherever he is, yes, it's a fact, Ashwatthama is still present on this earth. Another question from Sundar Nitai Das, who says, what to do when chanting japa we get good ideas for service preaching? Should we kick these ideas out and just hear the name, or is it Krishna giving us divine guidance from within? No, we should just concentrate on Krishna's holy name. We shouldn't get distracted by anything when we're chanting Hare Krishna. The whole idea is to focus our mind and senses, at least just during these 2 hours, on Krishna's names. Then we have another 22 hours to have all kinds of ideas about service. But these 2 hours at least, let's concentrate on glorifying Krishna by nicely, affectionately repeating his holy names. So certainly, thinking about service is better than thinking about sense gratification or allowing the mind to wander to some other unnecessary things. But it's still not what japa is about. Japa is meditation, and it's meditation upon this subject, Krishna's holy name. It's not meditation upon some other type of service. And the last question is from Pasi Katalin. She says, who is Tulsi Devi and why did she come into this material world? Tulsi Devi is one form of Vrinda Devi in the spiritual world, who appears in this material world as a sacred plant, as a sacred basil plant, in order to allow devotees to engage in worshipping the Lord in the Archan way. Because Krishna will not accept any article, any item, any offering, unless it's accompanied by a tulsi leaf, we would not be able to worship the Lord's transcendental form unless these tulsi leaves were available. So Tulsi Devi has kindly come into this world to facilitate our worship, and therefore we are greatly indebted to her, and in that way we worship her first thing in the morning, every day, as that person who not only facilitates our worship to the Lord, but actually guides us towards Vrindavan and the service of Radha Govinda. Hare Krishna.